late, but let's get started for Inyana Dioma as we get into almost the third of our count towards a Maimar Sinai to Shuas, getting us in the mood for Shuas. So I thought last week we spoke about Rishurim by Yochai. This week we'll talk about Shuas. Maybe next week we'll talk a little bit about Yerushalayim. We'll see. Let's talk now about a topic that has to do with Shavuos, but really has to do with every day of our lives. It's really one question with three answers. That's basically our discussion tonight. The Gemara tells us in Masechta Shabbos and Daf Peches, as we know, when Moshe Rabbeinu went up to Shemayim to get the Torah, it wasn't all simple. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to give the Torah, but there were those upstairs that were not so happy. That itself is very fascinating. The Malachim told, asked Hashem, what is this human being doing here? Flesh and blood. This is our turf. He's here to get the Torah. Amru Lafanav. Really? Chamuda genuza shegenuza l'cha, this treasure that's been here, 974 doras before the world was created. This Torah's been here a long time. Atem avakesh l'im l'bas of Adam? Why are you giving it to human beings? Ma'enosh kitiz kerenu, quoting David HaMelech, uben adam kitif kidenu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, don't give the Torah to them. Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu l'Moshe, hachzor l'hen tshuva. Hashem says to Moshe, Moshe, you answer them. You answer them. I don't have to answer them. Moshe just came up. Moshe says, I'm going to answer them. They're going to burn me with the fire of their mouths. Again, every wine here could be analyzed. We're not going to go into every one. But Hashem says, don't worry. Hold on to my kisei hakavod and then answer them. And as we know, the Gemara continues and says, Moshe Rabbeinu says, Asher otzisicha me'eretz Mitzrayim. Malachim, did you go out of Mitzrayim? No. Osis Hashem alkecha lashav. You swore falsely today? You got into an argument with somebody? No. Zorcha Hashem osab zakasho. You had a tough week? You have Shabbos? Losir tzach losenaf osignov. Kabeinah zavicha v'simecha. How are your parents? How are they doing? Right? That doesn't apply to you. What do the Malachim say? You got us. You got me. Fine, take the Torah. So, we know the Gemara. And the obvious question is yesterday, all the Baalei Agada and all of the Mefarshim. Everybody needs a pen? Pencil, feel free. What was the Havamina? What was the Havamina of the Malachim? Right? That's the question that all the Mefarshim ask. And however great we explain the Havamina, which hopefully will give a couple of ideas, then what's the Maskana? However great we explain what the Malachim were thinking, okay, so why were they rejected? Why was their answer rejected? And what can we learn from this whole discussion for our lives? So really three major ideas. The first one's going to have a few parts, but three ideas that we could talk about. First two are from Rav Shach. In the Avi Ezri, in the Hakdama to Mahadura Hey, he talks about this in a couple of his Hakdamas. So there, in source number two, the Avi Ezri, it's Rav Shach's sefer on the Rambam, Hakdama l'madura hei, Habir b'chol zehu. Let me explain. Ki alo haTorah nidreshes l'ma shenigla lanu, v'gam l'hanistar lanu. We know the Torah has many different levels of interpretation. Nigla, nistar, pardes, pshat remez rasod. So many different levels the Torah could be understood on. As the Gemara says in Menachos, Rabbi Akiva used to darshan mountains of halachos from the little crowns that were on the letters, which, by the way, we have zero of those halachos in Shas. We have not one halacha that was darshan from a crown. But Rabbi Akiva didn't. V'atzavar shalamed. Uba'osios yud hey barash neol amos, and the whole world was created with the yud and the hey. V'chol tzar kula shmos of shalakadosh baruch hu, as the Ramban writes, I gave it to you in the next source. All of Torah on a deeper level spells out Shem Hashem, u'maisa merkava and davar gadol. There are so many layers. There are so many layers of understanding of every letter of the Torah. He even quotes towards the bottom of the paragraph, Rav Chaim Volozhin writes on the Pasuk, he writes this in the Hakdama. There are two major sources that we have for all these great stories about the Gra. Three. By all the great stories about the Gra. Three places. One is the Hakdama to the Bir HaGra that was written by his kids. There are some of the stories. Number two is the Hakdama of the Pa'as HaShulchan. Those of us who were here last year, was Zochot Oren Shvius and the Pa'as HaShulchan on Mitzvah Tzilis Barat, the Hakdama there. Rav Shlomo Shklov, Talmud of the Gra. And third, the Hakdama of the Sifra Ditzniyus of Rav Chaim Volozhin. So you have two Talmidim and one some sons. So there in the Hakdama, he writes that on the Pasuk Alu Zeh Banegev, which is not one of the more exciting Pesukim in the Torah, Alu Zeh Banegev, the Gra was shown more than 22,000 Shatim on Alu Zeh Banegev. And each one of those Pshatim, Yodea Hu Akochol Shel Kol Abrios V'Chol Eiver, it's infinite. There's so many levels of Torah. And guess what? The Malachim say, we want keep the Torah here because we could get so many of those levels. Malachim Shalu, Lama Le Seiza Torah Liyulud Isha, Ki Ma'enosh Ki Tizkerenu, Kala Torah Kula, Shayak Gam Srafi Mala. There's so many levels of Nistar. V'tei Nikris Mikol Teves, Sidri Maisim Rekav, V'las Shmosef Shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So what was Moshe's answer? We want the Torah because we know there's so much nistar and so many layers and levels. So the answer was, Moshe, give him an answer. Moshe, no. So what was his answer? Three formulations, all very similar, but they emphasize something differently. First, you turn the page, the Mabit in Beis Elokim. Mabit, temporary of the Kesef Mishnah, Yosef Cairo. The Mabid writes in Beis Elokim, his Sefer on Tshuva and Tefillah and Emunah, V'kivan sha'achas ben ha'shivim panim sha'ator nidreshes bohem, v'u binyan taryag ein b'neichem, since one of the levels do not apply to you, so then you can't keep the Torah. Because the Torah needs to be connected to and given to those who can have a complete Kabbalah Satorah. We might not ever get to every level of depth, but we can. There's potential. Malachim cannot connect to one level. Pshat. Otsir Tzach Losinov. Anoche Hashem Elokecha. Says the Beis Elokim, Ein roi shetinasi natorah lachatzon, miyad hodu va'amar Hashem Adonenu. First message, there's no Kabbalah Satorah L'chatzon. Kabbalah Satorah has to be complete and total, with total dveikus and total connection and all levels of Torah. We have to try to do our best, starting with the Pshat. Right, we learn Yevamos. Eina mikra yosim midei pshuto, except for one. Right, one exception the Gemara told us, if you remember. Lef chav talad, b'char shir teli. But other than that, there's always Pshat, but there are so many different levels. First message we learn is that we have to connect to Torah on all levels as much as we can. Torah is a package. Every mitzvah, every nuance, as much as we can do. I'm not going to quote it again, but the Aruch Chaim, if you remember, on Kol HaMitzvah, right? It's all a package. Even if your pinky hurts, your whole body is affected. That's number one. Kamash Malan, they want all the secrets. Kamash Malan, you can't. You're missing a level, so you can't have it. You can't have it. Number two, another. Actually, just before we get to there, just to bring this home a little bit, even stronger, the Ramban in Bereishis. Right, the Pasuk says, Al ken yazov ezav ve'imo, man leaves his parents, v'davak v'ishto v'hayu l'basar echad, and he's one flesh with his wife. And the Rishonim discuss, what does it mean, basar echad? Rashi says, basar echad means the vlad, the baby. Havlan noser aydei shneihem. Source number five, the Ramban quotes Rashi. Says the Ramban, Ve'im Bazetam, I don't agree with that. Because even animals have offspring that connect them through Basar Echad. This seems to be something uniquely human. Ve'im Bazetam, Kigama Ve'im Avachaya, Hayelo Yulu Basar Echad, Bevaladosem. Vanochon Ve'im, I says the Ramban, what I really think is, Ki Ve'im Avachaya, Elohim Dveikus, Binekevo Sehem. Animals don't have relationships. don't have connection. They mate. They mate, they don't marry. And even the animals that are monogamous, only have one mate, it's still mating. It's not marriage. With relationships. And that is why, Ba'avur, Shenikvas Ha'adam, Haisa Etzami Atzav, Bazmi Psar, Vadarik, Vaisa Becheko Kibsaro, Viyazav Alios Tamidi Mo. You know what Vahil Basar Echad means according to the Ramban? There's a relationship there. And the man and the woman are connected on so many different levels. Not just physical, obviously, but social and emotional and psychological. Because for a marriage, a beautiful marriage, one has to be connected on all the levels. Shavuos is the day of our marriage. And we have to be connected to the Torah and HaKadosh Baruch Hu on all the levels. And the Malachim couldn't have one. That's why they were rejected. Number one. Number two. Again, we're still within the first Havamina of the Malachim. We want all the levels, even though all the Nistar. So it's more appropriate. No, you're missing one. Shot number two, the Avi Ezri also says, a different emphasis. Maybe not just that you're missing one, but you're missing the most basic level. Torah starts with Pshat. Va'amar lahem, Moshe Rabbeinu tells them in source number six, Klum yitzatzim yimitzrayim, klum kibara ve'im shayach etzalchem v'haynu, shekol zeh ma shenechola b'torah, chachmas Hashem, chachmas habriya kula ma'isa merkava, all the different levels and depth of the words of the Torah, that's secondary and tertiary. And after the main, zerakim yeshlo ha'nigla lano sheyitzias mitzrayim, V'din Shabbos v'chiyev ha'mitzvah shal shmira v'zachira shal Shabbos mitzuvin anu. Ein ha'mikra yotzei midei pshuto. Torah is not just about learning it. Right? Torah is about living it. As we'll get to a little bit later. Oz yesh ba gam ha'nistar. Only if you have nigla and you could understand the Pashup Shat, then you could get to the next levels. The Efshalahavin Mimena, Vilomo Mitoches, Sod Varemes, Avobinian Belia Nigla Lanu, Parcha Mimenu, Gam Hanistar. The Torah starts with Pshat, with the Maisa Hamitzvos, Ena Mikro Yosem Ide Pshuto. Can't learn Torah without living Torah, was Moshe Rabbeinu's answer. You can learn a lot, Malachim. You can learn a lot of deep ideas in Torah. But you can't live Torah. And if you can't live Torah, you can't separate that into just learning Torah, right? The maskilim thought, you don't have to do mitzvahs, sir. Right? You can just learn Torah as an intellectual pursuit. No, chas v'shalom. One needs to live Torah, because mitzvahs bring us closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and they give us a proper perspective. Right? The Volbi has a beautiful idea, which we mentioned in the past, about why tzitzis is the mitzvah that's uzachartim is called mitzvos Hashem. How does tzitzis remind us? Okay, if you know a little math, we know gematria of tzitzis and the knots and the strings. Okay, it goes 613. But when you see tzitzis, you might not think of math. You see strings. And that's li'ikuvah. The Gemara says there has to be some parts that are tied and some parts that hang loose. Says Rav Volbi in Mitzvah Shkulos, his sefer on the where he talks about all the mitzvos that are shakul kineged, kol ha'torah kula. V'hoy lechem letzitzis, says Rav Volbi, after quoting, Mashal la'echad, on line 5, Mushlach l'toch ha'mayim, somebody is thrown off the boat into the water. Hoshet ha'kabarnit es'achevel, the kabarnit, the captain, throws the rope, v'amalo, tfos chevel zeh, grab the rope. V'yal tanicheyu, don't let it go, shim tanicheyu ein l'chachayim, if you let it go, you're not going to live. HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows that we're all drowning in what we call life. Hashem throws us life preserver. Every mitzvah is a life preserver. It's a rope that we could grab onto and stay alive that way. Says Rav Volbi, every mitzvah is a life preserver. That's why tzitzis are strings. It reminds us how every mitzvah is like a string in order to connect us to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But you have to do the mitzvahs. That's step one. Malachim, you can't do mitzvahs. You can learn, but learning is, and the depths of learning is only after first you learn the Pashup Shat and you fulfill the Pashup Shat, then you can get to the next level. A third, again, these are all similar, Right? The first idea was that if you're missing one aspect, you have to be connected on all. This one was if you're missing the pshat aspect. A third idea is mentioned by the Bnei Yisachar. Source number 8. Again, all of the Mefarshim talk about this Gemara. Bnei Yisachar discusses in Ma'amar Chodesh Sivan, right? The way the Sefer is organized is by in months and seasons. And he discusses Yadua Hishtokukus HaMalachim El HaTorah. The yearnings of the Malachim for the Torah are clear. Bevadei lo haisa tshukasam al pashtiyusa. Lo sirzach lo sinaf lo signo. V'chayotze. They obviously didn't want the Torah because of the pashup shot. Ki ein davar zenoi b'neim. Because it doesn't apply to them. As Moshe proved to them. Ki ein b'nim sa b'neim davar mugshamim. Ki Moshe eishalem na Moshe. Aval heim yadu mitainug haTorah. They realized the greatest enjoyment, the greatest simcha, that Torah brings. Pekudei Hashem Yisharim Misam Chelev. You can't learn Torah when somebody's an Avel. Tisha B'Av. By definition, Torah brings Simcha. And says the Bnei Yisachar, the deeper idea in Torah, the greater the Simcha. Avalem Yadu Mitayinu Gatorah Be'emek Pnimiyusa, in the depths of the depths. Tinei Atzmius Pnimiyus HaTorah Hu Yosir Mikol HaTanugim. It's the deeper you get, it's greater than any tainug, than any pleasure that you can have in this world. The Torah was the blueprint for the world. So obviously the Torah has something in it that is more intense and the source of everything in the world. Right? Probably the most well-known line, there are well-known lines in the Arachayim HaKadosh, this whole commentary. I have an Arachayim at home. On the cover of the Arachayim, it has this line of the Arachayim. The Arachayim in Parshas Kisavo in verse 9 says, if we would get to the depths of Torah, even one idea in Torah, we would go out of our mind, out of the pleasure that we would feel. We would lose our mind from the Tainuk. That's what he says. Shemahayu b'nei Adam, and I think somebody made a song about this also. Shemahayu b'nei Adam margishin b'metikus v'arevus. Right, if somebody would, that's what I have at home. I have a sefer called Metikus v'arevus b'Torah. It comes from this line. If somebody would be margish, the sweet aspects of Torah, hayu mishtagim, they would become meshuga. U'mislatim achareha. They wouldn't think anything in the world holds a candle. Torah has the greatest goodness. So that's what the Malachim were saying. The Malachim were saying, we want the Torah because it's so the enjoyable and the tainug that comes from the depths. And we remember the Egle Tal, the Hadama, about learning Torah, the Simcha. But Moshe Rabbeinu answers them, the tainug cannot be divorced from the mitzvahs. Life is not just about enjoying the Torah. It's about living the Torah and then enjoying the Torah. Kizosi asimcha hamit. I'm sorry, I skipped. Avalat shuva hilios tainug. I'm back in source 8. Shev kaviyachol or ma teluvusho. I efshir lahasiga rakai de luvushe ha'asiya. Without the asiya, then just the mind is not going to bring to fruition. And there's no greater simcha, the Ramchal tells us, than to being osik in a mitzvah. Osik in something that, you know, feels good. There's no greater simcha. No greater simcha in the world than doing a mitzvah. And doing a mitzvah involved in Torah at the same time, the same life, that's what's special. Okay, so this is all number one out of three. Number one, what was the Malachim's Havamina? They wanted to learn Torah. They wanted to learn Torah. Kamash Malan, no, sorry. You can't learn Torah if you're missing one aspect of Torah, because you have to connect to Torah on all levels. Two, you can't learn Torah unless you're connected to the aspect of Pshat. You can't learn Torah without living Torah. Three, the enjoyment of Torah can only be from someone who lives Torah. Again, all similar, but just a little different emphases. But let's get to number two, a second idea of what the Malachim were thinking. There is a Gemara Masechet Bamitzia Pevav. It could be called, I remember, years and years ago, in a different context, when I did famous Gemaras, I did a different Gemara every day. And after months of Gemaras, I did this one, and one of the Talmidim came up to me and said, Rebbe, this is the hardest Gemara to accept that I've ever learned. It's pretty, like, what the pshat is. It's challenging. But it's amazing. You have to know what the pshat is. The Gemara talks about a detail. Well, first, let's go back. There was a machlokas in Shemayim. How do we know that, Kokasha? There was a machlokas in Shemayim about a detail in Hilchos Saras. Detail Hilchos Saras. If you have a spot before white hair, after white hair, if the spot comes first, tummy. If the spot comes second, tahar. What if you're not sure? You wake up in the morning, you got a spot, and you got a hair. You're not sure. So there's machlokas in Shemayim between Hashem and the Malachim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Omer Tahar. V'kulu Mesifti D'Rakia Amri Tame. What in the world does that mean? You can like argue with Hashem. Hashem says one thing. Yeah, I think differently. Even arguing with a Rishon is not a good... Even arguing with an Achron is not a good idea. Let alone a Rishon, let alone an Amora, let alone a Tana, let alone David HaMelech, let alone a Malach, let alone HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So what does this mean? Okay, it's obviously a message for us. But there's a machlokas in Shemayim. Hashem says, Safek, Tahar. The Mesifta D'Rakia say Tame. They said, okay, who's gonna be Machriya? They said, well, let's go to the Bucky in the world. Bucky more than God. Let's go to the Bucky in the world, Rabbi Ranachmeni. So Rabbi Ranachmeni, he was the Bucky in the world, Ani Yachin bin Egoim, Ani Yachin ba'alos. So they sent after him, Lohavi Matzi Malachamavas Lamikrevle. The Malachamavas couldn't get near him, Midulohavi Kapasik Kumimigir, so he didn't stop learning. Right? Sometimes we have that. David HaMelech. Few people in Shas that they didn't stop learning, and therefore the Malachamavos couldn't get to them. Adahachi, what happened? Nashav Zika, he made a wind blow, and he thought there was an attacking army coming. Gunda the Parshi, Tinek Lavshidu Gavra, and all of a sudden he stopped learning, so the Malachamavos got him. As he was dying, I guess he saw the vision of the Mesifta D'Rakia HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He screams out, Tahar. Screams out, Tahar. Tahar, Tahar. Which was the Shita of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Yotz Abbas called the Yomra, Shrecha Rabbi Nachmeni, Shaguf Chatar, Yotz Abbas Batar. Beautiful. This is the Gemara. Rabbi Nachmeni passes like HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Tahar. Right? What's the problem? The Rambam. The Rambam, the Kesef Mishnah points out, the only time that he knows of, that the Rambam passes against HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Right? The Rambam says in source number 12, Suffix say or lavan called them suffix by Harris Kadma Harizu Tame Tomas Masafik. Okay, Suffix gives him a little. Says the Kesef Mishnah, I don't understand. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said Tahar, Rabbi Ben Achmeini said Tahar. That's not good enough. So what does the Kesef Mishnah say? Well, he said it as he was dying. So maybe Lo Bashamayim. How can you pass and get to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? How can you do that? And Lo Bashamayim, we know, the Gemara Bamatzia, the Tanur Shalach Noi case, Daf Nun Tes. This is a story that you should tell your kids. These are the bedtime stories. This is one of the best, you know, trees being uprooted and water flowing upstream. This is godless. This is godless. What? Right, anyway. So what happened? We know the story. The coastly Beis HaMedrash Yochichu. The wall of the Beis HaMedrash will prove that I'm right, or Belazar said, arguing with the Chachamim. And the wall starts collapsing, and Yeshua is goer, and then they're standing there, and finally Abbas called Lo Bashamayim, and we say we do not pass him like Reb Elazar. Even though the Basko says, Allah, Reb Elazar, Yeshua stands on his chair and says, Lo Bashamayim, my Lo Bashamayim, kfar nitna Torah me'ar Sinai. So again, the similar question. I mean, the first Gemara was against HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Similar, against the Baskol? What does that mean, Lo Bashamayim? Explains Rav Asher Weiss in the Hakdama Techela Gimel of his Shuvas. Of course, the Rambam didn't paskin against God. No. He paskin against HaKadosh Baruch Hu's psak in Shamayim, so to speak. But whatever the rove of the Beis Din paskins on earth, HaKadosh Baruch Hu paskins that way. HaKadosh Baruch Hu agrees to the psak of the Beis Din. whatever that Bezdin is. Okay, we're not getting into Elu Ve'elu right now. Ultimate truth, you know, halachic truth. But that's what he writes in source number 15. Kasher chachma Yisrael donim u'mefalpalim u'machriyim b'halacha HaKadosh Baruch Hu imahem. He speaks through their throats. HaKadosh Baruch Hu mashal em ruach tara v'shchinas kadsho shochenes b'beis medrasham. Right, he said, Nimsa. Bashamayim Omar HaKadosh Baruch Hu tar. Avokan b'bati medru shabati talmud Omar HaKadosh Baruch Hu tameh. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is meshubit, so to speak, to the psak of the best. And the Rabbi Nachmani was a das yachid. And Rabbi Lazar was a das yachid. Says the Beis Halevi. This is pshat number two. You know what the Malachim were jealous of? They saw this power that human beings are going to have creating Torah, deciding questions, koach hadrasha, koach hapsak, koach of creating part of Torah. I think we mentioned another shiurim, right? The Rambam says there are five parts of Torah Shabbat Peh. And it's like Dhamma to Pirushim Mishnayis. Five parts of Torah Shabbat Peh. Number one, Pirushim HaMekubalim Mipi Moshe Rabbeinu. Number two is Halacha Moshe Misinai. And there are differences between the two. Right? Priya Yitzhadar being an esrog, eye for an eye is financial. Both of those are not Halacha Moshe Misinai. Pirushim HaMekubalim Mipi Moshe Rabbeinu. Halacha Moshe Misinai, category two. Category three, all the halachas we learn out from Drashas Chazal. That's the biggest category. Four Gzeris and five Takanas, or the opposite order. But category three, the Malachim see category three and they say, wow, so much Torah is created. It's Torah's Chaim. Kodesh Baruch Hu gives a certain amount, but the rest is up to Ma'amar. Chazal, we want that power. We want a darshan. We want to create. Right, there's so much left open for human input in terms of the creative process of halacha. Right, that's what the Medrash notes in Brachos, Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky in his Sefer on Chumash talks about this Medrash. B'shar Shabbat HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the verse says, Adam HaRishon, when Hashem wanted to create Adam, Nasu Malachi Yesharis Kitan Kitan, there was a Machlokes, another Machlokes in Shemayim, between the Malachim. Here at least you have some on our side. Some Malachim say creating man is a good idea, and others say no, it's not. Who's on what side? Me'em Omer Mi'evra, Me'em Omer Al Yevra. Who likes us? Chesed likes us. We do a lot of Chesed. MS doesn't like us. Kulo Shtarim. Tzedek likes us. We do Tzedakus. Shalom doesn't like us. Kulo Ktata. So it's two against two. What do you do? Kodesh Baruch Hu, Medrash says, Kodesh Baruch Hu took MS, threw it to the ground, MS Me'er Titzmach, and he created the world. So one of the first time the Medrash says, what's the pshat? Oh, so now it's two against one. He got rid of one of the teammates. Okay, so why did he pick MS? Why didn't he choose the other one? Why did he choose Shalom? So explains to Yaakov Kamenetsky, no, you know what Kodesh Baruch Hu did at that moment? He created another type of MS. There's going to be a new type of MS that's created from earth. That's what happened by throwing MS to the ground. And that's what the Ritva quotes in Erev and Daf Yud Gimel on the sugi of Elu Ve'elu Divrei Elokim Chayim. The Ritva quotes. Did we have a Sefer Chaim about Elu Ve'elu? I don't remember. But he quotes, Elu Ve'elu. Moshe Rabbeinu was shown by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Kishe'ol Moshe Lamaram L'kabot Torah. Herulo Kaldar V'dover. Memtes Panim L'Isser. Memtes Panim L'Tar. Moshe Rabbeinu was shown all the different facets of every halacha. And he's like, I don't understand. Is this Tameh? Is this Torah? Is this Asur? Is this Mutar? And Hashem says, the rabbis of every generation will figure it out. There's a creative process. The Malachim wanted to learn Torah. They wanted a darshan Torah. That's what they wanted. So what was the answer? Basically, it doesn't say this. What must be the answer? You can't darshan Torah. You can't create Torah unless you live Torah. You don't have that authority. Malachim want to darshan, want to create? You can't. Only if you live Torah can you decide Torah. And related to this, one of my favorite thoughts of all time, from the Kedushas Levi, from the Mabit, from others. I gave it to you in source number 19. We're not going to read it because I came late, but if you've never saw it before, it's great. Teku. So teku literally means let it stand, unanswered question. But we all grow up since fifth grade, we learned, what does Teiku stand for? It's Rashi Tevis, Tishbi Yitaretz, Kushiyus Va'abayus. Elyonov is going to answer all of our questions. And the question he asked the Kedushas Levi, he asked the Mabit, he has to ask others, why is it Teiku, Tishbi, Elyonavi? Why isn't it Meku? Isn't Moshe the greatest Rebbe that we have? And by Tchias HaMesim, Moshe is going to answer our questions. Why is it Teiku? Why Eliyahu HaNavi? Why not Moshe Rabbeinu? So explain these great Achronim. In order to answer a question in Torah, you need to be living then. Avraham Avinu cannot answer a question about cars. Rabbi Akiva Eiger can't answer a question about the internet. There's a lot of lumdis, Rabbi Akiva Eiger suffix, what would he say about the... But Lamaisa, you can't answer Rabbi Akiva Eiger. Eliyahu HaNavi never died. So he's going to be able to answer every question of every generation, because he lives. Moshe Rabbeinu, as great as he was, he died. Hashem buried him. And that's the same idea. Malachim cannot darshan or create or decide Torah, because we're people of Teiku and not Meku. Right? Our leaders have to be here and be involved in the world, and then they could decide. And then they could add and express things for us. Number two. So message number one, we have to live Torah in order to learn Torah. Two, we have to live Torah in order to be able to understand and decide and darshan Torah. Number three. Third idea. Again, feel free to read the 19, but that's Teiku or not Meku. By the way, the context of that Im HaBanim Smecha, where he quotes all of these sources, Rav Techtel, is that, right, in 1940, he was killed in 1942, I think, but during World War II, he said, you can't ask the Gdolim. You can't say, well, the Gdolim of 15, 20, 30, 40 years ago, what they said about Zionism, you can't use their Pesach today. Because you have to ask people living today, and I see what's going on. Rav Techtel. And again, famous story that he went through, but one of the most amazing svarim of our generation. Okay, third idea. Let's get back to the Gemara and Shabbos. What does it mean, achoz b'kisei kvodi? Grab onto my throne and give the malachim an answer. What's with the throne? You know, so when we make this tell the story, like it's like kind of like base. You know? Hold on to base, then they won't burn you up. That's what it reminds us of. Just hold on to the handle of the throne. But obviously we know Kadosh Baruch Hu doesn't have a physical throne. So the Gemara tells us in Maseches Chulin that when Yaakov Avinu was sleeping, his famous dream, Sulam Mutzav Arza, the Malachim in Shemayim wanted to kill him. Tana. Chulin. Olin mistachlim diokno shamala. The malachim went up and they saw diokno shamala. They saw some type of form in shamayim. The yardim mistachlim diokno shamata. And they came down and they saw a form below. Bolus chulin. They wanted to kill Yaakov. Hashem had to save him. Hashem nitzav alav. Why they want to hurt him? So Rav Asher Weiss quotes a beautiful idea from Rav Shimshon Astropolia, one of the great Hasidic masters. If you remember the pasuk in Vayetze, Yaakov Avinu wakes up and says, "Achein yesh." I forgot the exact lashon. Yesh Hashem v'kom hazeh v'anochi lo yadati. Achein, he wakes up. Says of Shimshon, on the kisi akavid, we know what was on it: Aryeh, Kruv, Nesher. What was the fourth side? Yaakov Avinu. Yaakov Wake says, Achein, Ayikruv Nesher. I always knew Achein, but I didn't know Anochi. Right? The Yud is added. Yaakov. Yaakov's Tzura was engraved on the Kisi HaKavod. So how does that help us? The Malachim were jealous of Yaakov. Why were they jealous of Yaakov? Because the Medrash tells us there were four people in Tanakh who Hashem called them double. Right? Avram, Yaakov, Yaakov. Moshe, Moshe. Shmuel, Shmuel. What does that mean, calling them double? Many pshatim, but one is they fulfill their potential fully. Yaakov, Yaakov, the Yaakov above is exactly mirrored by the Yaakov below. The Moshe above and the Moshe below. The potential above and the actuality below. The Malachim see Yaakov, and that was early in his life. They see Yaakov, Yaakov, and they're jealous that he achieves perfection. That's the pshat of the Medrash. The angels are perfect beings. They wanted the Torah, and they said, of course we have to have the Torah. We're perfect beings. Keep the Torah here. And what's the answer? The goal is not to be born perfect. The goal is not to be a malach. Moshe says, lo tzirsach, lo sinach, those apply to you, they apply to us. And you know what? We have to conquer our yetzer. And we have to do tshuva. And we have to do the best we can to perfect ourselves. Because that's the goal of life. Not to be perfect, but to become perfect. To become perfect. Remember the, I would have put on the sheet, I just remembered it. There's a line in the Sfarno at the end of Parsha's Bo. Remember, where it talks about the Simcha of Pidyon HaBen. What are we so happy about by Pidyon HaBen? The line in the Sfarno says, because now the child is Mutter Ba'avodas Chol. The child was like Kadosh before, and the first born, and once you pay the Kohen, oh, now the child is Mutter Ba'avodas Chol. Answer Yaakov Kamenetsky on that Sfarno. So what's the party for? Beforehand he was Kadosh, and now he's Chol. Is that reason for Simcha? What's the answer? Yes. Because life's not about being born Kadosh. It's about becoming Kadosh. Starting as Chol and becoming Kadosh. And that's what we celebrate at the Pidyon HaBen. We celebrate the start of a life of going up. As the Kutzker says in Shavuos Chav Beis, Anshei Kodesh Yimli, I don't need any more holy angels. I have plenty of those. I need holy people. Anshei Kodesh Yimli. And that's the third idea that we learn from the answer of the Malachim say, Yaakov Avinu, we're perfect. What do you mean? He's perfect? That's what they wanted to hurt him. And Moshe Rabbeinu answers, it's not about being perfect, it's about becoming perfect. Shavuos is a day that we celebrate all of this. Remember the Gemara in Pesachim, Daf Samaches, where the Gemara says that we know there's a Machlokas Tanoim, Rabbi Yeshua Belazar, generally, Chati Lashem, Bachati Lachem, or Kulo Lachem, Kulo Lashem. You have a choice, Rabbi Elazar says, how to spend Yantif, all spiritual, all physical, or split it half and half. Three exceptions where everybody agrees. Even Rabbi Elazar says, you have to eat. You have to have a Suda. What are those 3 days? Purim, right? Makes sense. Shabbos, Oneg, and Shavuos. Shavuos. You would think we got the Torah the most spiritual. No. Yom Sheninu Bo Torah Li Yisrael. That's what Rashi says. So what does that mean? That's why you have to have a meal? It's a day that we celebrate our humanness. It's the day that we celebrate the answer that Moshe gave to the Malachim. That's what we celebrate. We celebrate that we live Torah, and therefore we can learn Torah. We celebrate that we connect the Torah on all the levels, including Pshat. And we celebrate that we live Torah so we could decide. And we could study and we could darshan. And we celebrate that we're not born perfect. But our avodah is to become perfect. So all of these things are included in Yom Shinenu Bo Torah LiYisrael. As we, it's a challenge to have one day to celebrate all that. But that's why we have 49 days of Achana. We have days of Achana. We're almost two-thirds of the way there. Right? Let's all make sure that we use the rest of the time available to prepare ourselves, to recognize the zechus it is to be a human being. The zechus it is to not be an angel and not be an animal. We're the only Bria. This is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants. This is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu dreams of. And it's our goal to try to give a Kaddish Baruch Hu nachas Be'ezras Hashem, we should all be zocheh to do that in the full sense of the word. Okay, we'll stop here.